shir is on Yom Kippur. So the Rambam, Hilchos Tshuva, brings that when we had the Beis HaMikdash, so the Sir HaMishtalech L'Azazel was Mekaper on all the Averis, on all our Averis. The light ones and the stringent ones, whether they did them on purpose, whether they did them accidentally, with Tshuva. And if he didn't do Tshuva, the Sir HaMishtalech is Mekaper on the lighter ones. Right?
What's so that mean?
B'zman she'en Beis HaMikdash Kayam, that's today, ain lanu Mizbeach Kapar, we don't have the Mizbeach to be a Mekaper, ain sham ela Tshuva. We only have Tshuva, but Tshuva Mekaper al kol ha'averus, afilu Rosh kol yamav, even if the Rosh is all his days, and asa Tshuva, ain maskirim lo sham Risho. We don't mention his Rishus, right? And Atzmo she Yom Kippur Mekaper ha'shavim. Yom Kippur itself atones for those who do tshuva. Ki biyom hazeh yikaper aleichem. This day will be a kapara, a cleaning from you. Okay, so he then goes and explains certain averus of Yom Kippur is mekaper, and certain averus isn't mekaper. B'kitzur, Yom Kippur is mekaper on lavim. She'ein bo chorus, negative comments don't have chorus. Chorus, you need isurim, and chilul Hashem, you require misa to mekaper. But there's ramazim in different parts of the tefillah that have, in a certain sense, the isurim can be the inuim. The inuim that a person's mitaneh on Yom Kippur, those inuim that he doesn't eat, doesn't anoint, doesn't wear shoes, all different inuim that a person has. He restrains himself from all his physical indulgements, and those inuim could be isurim. And there's a little nekuda in Ne'ila, which is the fifth prayer, there's a remez to kapara of even this chilul Hashem, that a person does an avera, looking like a Jew in front of other Jews. And the Farhesia does avera, which is a chilul Hashem, he profanes God's name because he's behaving incorrectly. Okay? We know from Chazal that Yom Kippur is also when we receive Matan Torah. It's Matan Torah. It's when we receive the second Luchot. Because we know, first Matan Torah was on Shavuos, then we had 40 days, right? And 40 days for Moshe Rabbeinu to come down. He was learning the Kodesh Baruch Hu, come down with the first Luchot. They were broken on Yud Zayin B'Tammuz. He then went up another 40 days, right? And then another 40 days, and he came down again on Yom Kippur. And there was Slicha and Mechila on Yom Kippur for the Chet HaEgel. And therefore this day is a day of Slicha and Mechila to Klal Yisrael. That's the makor why this day is a day of Slicha and Mechila. But it was also Matan Torah. So there has to be a connection with it being Matan Torah and there being Slicha and Mechila. Right? Slicha and Mechila means that we were forgiven and we were... Mechila means that they were nullified our averus. I mean, the Chet HaEgel, the Avon of the Chet HaEgel, as much as relevant to remove from us, was removed from us. We're still partially left with us. And that all our Golos and all what we're supposed to be doing till Yemot HaMashiach, then we'll have, and Tchias HaMesim, only then we'll have a complete Kapar Chet HaEgel. It was a partial Kapar, it was not complete Kapar. But it was a partial kapara that we could continue in the process to get a full kapara. And in a sense, that's what Yom Kippur is for us. It's a day of slicha and mechila and kapara and of matan Torah. And now we're going to try and explain why slicha and mechila comes with matan Torah. It's not just a side thing. So, if we look at our tefillahs, right? Our tefillahs say, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Torotecha, i.e. Tshuva is to the Torah. Tshuva means connecting or reconnecting with the Torah, reconnecting with God's will. Because all chet, the Lashon chet, Lashon chet is Lashon of missing. That's what it means. It's to miss your direction, to go out of direction. Tshuva means to return in direction. Which is the direction we want to return? To God's will. God's will is the Torah. So Hashiveinu Avinu L'Torah Techa means returning to the Ratzon of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That means the Kabbalah Satorah, the ability that we're Mekabel Torah, means we're Mekabel Ratzon Hashem, which is Kabbalah's Malchus, which is the same thing as receiving His Malchus, which is the same concept that we see throughout these days. That's what Yom Kippur is about. The time that we see that we're Mekabel Torah, and the time that we're Nechtam L'chaim, that we're sealed and judged in the Book of Life, is Ne'ilah. And Ne'ilah is the time also when we reach the heights of what a person can reach. I'm going to explain now. Chazal tell us we have Chamisha Inuim. We have five things of affliction that we do on Yom Kippur, which are basically man's physical needs. Man on Yom Kippur restrains from all his physical needs. Why? Because man on Yom Kippur, in order to receive the Torah, man has to be on a new level of persona, a different level of persona, a different higher level. The five afflictions are achila v'shtiya, right? Eating and drinking. Sicha, anointing. Ne'il, anointing. Ne'ilat ha-sandal, wearing leather shoes. Rechitza, washing, bathing. And tashmish amitza. Chazal tell us, on Yom Kippur, we say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Shema Yisrael. And Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto L'Olam Ve'ed. We normally say softly, we say aloud. Why? Because in Yom Kippur, we're like Malachim. So just as Malachim say this praise of Kadosh Baruch Hu aloud, so we on that day, i.e., the reason for the Inuyim is not because it's a fast day. The reason for the Inuyim is because we're on a higher level of persona on Yom Kippur. And our nourishment, it's written down in Svarim, the Arizal, other Svarim, it's written down, our nourishment on Yom Kippur comes through our davening. That's why we have, against the five inuim, against the five afflictions, so to speak, we have five tefillahs. And those five tefillahs, from those five tefillahs, we get our spiritual nourishment. And the purpose of those five tefillahs, each tefillah brings us to a higher level of persona. Until we finally get to Ne'ilah, and in Ne'ilah, a person reaches his height of what a human being can reach. And that's Matan Torah. Now, the height that a person... Ne'ilah means the doors are about to be closed. The closing of the heaven gates. So that's why in Ne'ilah, the Aron HaKodesh is left open. And at the end of the Ne'ilah, because now the doors are open, because this is the time we reach the closest level to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's the ceiling, the final ceiling of, like, the Psak Din, L'chaim, that we're Nidon L'chaim. Now, if you understand what's happening here, a person isn't judged on everything that he did, on his place in Olam Abba, a person isn't judged. The moment of judgment, so we learn this from Yishmael, that the Melochim, Yishmael was in the desert, Hagasan, right? Yishmael, who represents the Arab nations, was in the desert. He was thirsty for water, and he was about to die out of thirst. The Melachim told the Kodesh Baruch Hu, how can you save this boy? He's going to, when Klal Yisrael go into Golus, these people are going to give them salt, tea, food to eat. They're going to be thirsty, and then they're going to give them leather jugs that seemingly filled with water, and through thirst they're going to drink it, and the air that was in there is going to, they're going to suck in the air, and they're going to cause them to die. This is what Yishmael is going to do to the Jewish people. How can you give him water? So Kadosh Baruch Hu says to them, what is he now? Is he a tzaddik now? And we read this, Haftarah, we read this in Rosh Hashanah. We judge a person, Asher Hu Sham, where he's there. So now think of the chesed that Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing to us. When is he judging us? When a man reaches the height of spirituality at Ne'ilah, when man is at his heights, then it's been judged. That's a tremendous chesed. That's a tremendous chesed, but it's also a tremendous din if you understand it. What if a person has the opportunity to have that kirva, to have that closeness, and he doesn't take it? He steps on it. He ignores it. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the opportunity to be close. That brings on tremendous din. So Yom Kippur can be a tremendous itororut, a tremendous time for coming close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that closeness makes you judged when you're close and we have the rotzen to do His will. And therefore, being judged at that time will be a much better judgment. Because we'll be judged when we reach the height of our closeness to Kadosh Baruch Hu. But if we don't do anything, we don't come towards the Kadosh Baruch Hu, then that opportunity for closeness, we just wait, brings on tremendous din, tremendous judgment. It's the Gemara speaks about that Rav, one of the Amoraim, Rav, Tanahu Bapali, there was a simple butcher who apparently insulted Rav. So every Yom Kippur, Rav went to this butcher to appear in front of him so the butcher would ask him for forgiveness. So Rav was doing a chesed with his butcher so he wouldn't be judged on Yom Kippur for the averes. Because Averes Ben Avon Chavero, Yom Kippur isn't Mekaper Ad Shefayas Et Chavero, until you appease your friend. That's why Erev Yom Kippur, we have a minute that everyone says, Amochel, Amochel, any other Jew who hurt me. Right? So now, assuming this, Rav is doing a big chesed to this person because he doesn't want him to be judged. Rav Huna sees Rav walking and he says in his mind, Rav's going to kill the Shochet. Rav was going to do a chesed with the Shochet. Rav Huna said Rav's going to kill the Shochet. What did Rav Huna know that Rav didn't? Rav Huna knew that this Shochet, this butcher, wasn't going to appease Rav. So Gemara says that Rav walked into the butcher's shop.
No.
And the butcher told Rav, as soon as he saw him, get out of here. As soon as that happened, when the butcher hit the bone, a chip of the bone went and hit him and killed him.
He'll do.
Kill the butcher. What's that Gemara teaching us? HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyochol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's coming to us. And he's telling us, appease me. Be close. Tachzor, come close to me. Hashiveinu avinu lo taratecha, come close to my will. Come close to me. That's the same thing. And we sit down and don't come close to him. Don't appease him. That's like Rav and the butcher. If we appease him, then there's a mechila. Complete mechila. If we don't appease him, then there's din. So the same opportunity for tremendous closeness is the same opportunity for tremendous din. That's always the case. For example, I'll give you a simple example. When You go home to your wife. On the way, you walk up the stairs and you see the guy that, you know, in Manhattan, you have these guys outside. So you're like, you didn't notice him, you didn't say hello. Okay, so you didn't say hello. You see him every day, but he's not so important, you know. You say he forgot to say hello. So the next morning, you say hello, big deal, you know, he's not going to get annoyed with you. You walk into your house and your wife's waiting for you. She's waiting for you the whole day. She made you a special meal. She's there waiting for you, to dress up for you. You walk in. You don't even notice her. You don't even notice what she made for you. You sit down, you open a newspaper, and you read it. Oh boy, are you going to get it. Right? Why is that? Why is that? Because there's expectations. There's a closeness. You're not close to the Portman downstairs, but you're close to your wife. When you walk in, there's expectations. That closeness brings expectations. You didn't say hello? So that's what's happening on Yom Kippur. There's a closeness. There's a relationship. The purpose of Yom Kippur is to build that relationship. The building of that relationship and the yearning for that relationship, that itself is the Mechilah. That itself is the cleaning of the sins. Because a sin means we're missing our direction. As soon as we show that our inner desire is that closeness to Him, we're in the right track. We're doing the right things. He knows that that misdirected person is just misdirection. That's not who he really is. This is who he really is. This is really who the person is. He really wants my closeness. That itself is the Mechila. Now, why is this also Matan Torah? Because Matan Torah is the Rotzen. It's Matan Torah. Matan Torah means the present of the Torah. A present requires one thing. Rotzen Kabel, the will to receive. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give it to us, but He wants to give it to a person who wants to receive. If I give you a present and you don't want it, you don't get a present. You know, if I give you a diamond worth billions of dollars and you don't really want it, what are you going to do with it? First of all, you don't really realize its value. It's unimportant for you. Might be like for you a piece of glass and a diamond are the same thing. Would I want to give you the diamond? No, because you don't understand its value. You don't understand what it is. Only if I know from you, do you understand what a diamond is? You understand what it is, the Torah, and you really want it. You really want that closeness. Will there be that matana? So the rotzen for receiving brings on the level of what you receive. If you want $1 million diamond, you get $1 million. Maybe you have the rotzen for $10 million diamond. According to your rotzen, according to your desire, is that which you receive. And according to your rotzen will be the kapara. Because the more in tune your inner desire is with His desire, and the more you desire His rotzen, His will, the more terror you have and the more kapara you have. So it's exactly the same thing. The more you desire His will, it means the more you desire to receive His matana of His will, which is the Torah, the more you're in tune with His will, and the more kapara you have, the more cleaning, the more it's a mistake that what you did before. And He doesn't look at it. It's mitkaper, because it's a mistake, it's not you. You are asher husham. You are where you are now. So it's a tremendous chiddush. And it's tremendous chesed, tremendous gift and kindness and Kodesh Baruch Hu, that He judges us on this moment of closeness when we show our true persona. And the more true that persona is in line with the rotzen that He wants to give us, the bigger is the kapara And the beginning is the receiving of the Torah. The Hainu Hachan is the same thing. And it's the same as Kabbalah his Malchus, receiving his Malchus. That's why, on that day, at the end of Nila, we say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchut Torah. But at the end of Nila, we say this. We say, Hashem Hu Elokim, Hashem Elokim. We say a few times. Because Hashem, which means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bahavaya, his Midas of Rachamim, his Midas of Chesed, Hu Elokim, it's the same as his Midas of Din. Because we reach that level where we see that all that happens in our lives, the Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chayim Hach, they're one. And that's what it really means, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokim Hashem Echad, that everything, all that we see in our lives, is Achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Matan Torah. When our will is in tune with His will. And then if you're judged then, it's complete mechila. All our sins, it's gone. According to the Ratzon, according to the will, is the mechila. Rosh Hashanah is the opening of our hearts. The Gro explains, we have 10 days of tshuva, right? So each day, till Erev Yom Kippur, is we're removing the Orlas Alev. We're removing the foreskin of our hearts. I mean, that part of our hearts which prevents us to open our hearts to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So till Yom Kippur, it's all preparation. Rosh Hashanah is, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of that will to open our hearts. That's why it's the beginning of Kabbalah's Malchus. Then we have the other 7 days afterwards, in which we, it's 7 days, it's like a week, in which those 7 days fixes all the weeks of the years beforehand. That means we're showing our Ratzon with the Kadosh Baruch Hu according to that whole year, that this is our real Ratzon towards you, in action. That's why the days of Tshuva, that in action, we are re-lining ourselves towards Him. Then comes Yom Kippur. By Erev Yom Kippur, we've supposed to have done Tshuva, which means we've opened our hearts to Him. Now our hearts are hearts of flesh, not a stone, not an itum, not a covering. There's no aura, there's no separation. And now Yom Kippur, that heart, which represents the rots and the will of a person, the desire of a person, that desire gets elevated to the height of the human can desire its creator in the Ilah. And then, when a person reaches that height of recognition and desire for his creator, then he's judged. He's judged at a place where he is at the height of his persona. So then it's a judgment which is a mechila. But again, if he doesn't do that, if he's not an Oved, he doesn't come close to his creator, so then there's expectations. Then it's complete din. Then it's complete judgment. Like the analogy that I gave between Rav and the butcher. A lot of us don't really, at this stage where we are, don't really understand. And even people who know, you know, from many years. Where are you going? Sometimes we don't understand where we're going. What God really wants from us. What's really... It's a normal question, don't get me wrong. Like, you know, you spend a whole year doing more or less the same you did 2 years ago, or 3 years ago. Maybe there's a little bit of a change. But where are you going? What does Kadosh Baruch Hu want from you? You know a very simple answer? I don't know where I'm going. It's not clear to me where I'm going. That's Golas. I don't know where I'm going. Help me to go in the place that I should be going. Enlighten me. Show me direction. Ask that in Yom Kippur. I want to go the right way. I want to be close to you. I want to be given Kabbal your Malchus. I want to receive your kingship. I want to do your Ratzon. I just don't know where I'm going. Show me, help me. That itself is Kabbalah's Malchus. You don't have to say specifically. It just has to have the yearning, the desire to go the right way. That's all he wants from you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Livavoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants your heart, wants your desire, wants you. You know, even in marriage, you know, you can make mistakes. You can make mistakes. You go to your wife and say, I'm sorry. Help me. Explain to me what I'm doing wrong. And she'll explain to you. And you still won't understand. Right? Which is usually the case. But doesn't matter. She sees that you're earnest. If you're earnest, you know, there's certain things that you're not so earnest, but if you're earnest about doing the right thing, she'll accept it. You know, women understand that men are little, you know, they don't get it. But if she sees you earnestly want to do the right thing, she'll be accepting of you. Women are very accepting. If they see that you have the right ratzon. It's when you don't have the right option, then they aren't so accepting. Or if you don't, they don't see that you're earnest. It's the same thing with Kodesh Baruch Hu. Our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu is like a husband or a wife. Shir Hashirim is Kodesh Kadosh, the praise of Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Jewish people can praise the Jewish people to Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's a relationship. This is a time to build that relationship. The building of that relationship is itself a mechila. That's why after Yom Kippur, in Shulchan Aruch, what it says, after Yom Kippur, Motzi Yom Kippur, you go and build the sukkah. So Gro explains. What was the tzivui after Yom Kippur? After there was a mechila on the Chet HaEgel, on the golden calf, there was a tzivui what? To build a mishkan. To build a tabernacle. What's the tabernacle? The tabernacle is living with us, living in his presence. That's the concept of sukkahs. After we have Yom Kippur, then we live with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We don't need our houses. We have this little hut. We have can rain on us. A sukkah that can't rain can't come through is apostle sukkah. It's all the elements, you know. You're prone to all the elements. Who's protecting you? Just him. If it rains on Sukkot, it doesn't rain on Sukkot, it's him. He's going to decide. He's protecting you. You're living with him. It's a relationship. This is a period of time when we're developing that ratzon. So till Yom Kippur, it's an avoda of yira, of awe. After Yom Kippur, we're living with him. It's a relationship of Ahava, of love. That's a concept of Hidu Mitzvah. That's why we go out of our way to get the most beautiful lulav, the most beautiful etrog, because they're showing love. You know, your wife asks you to buy her jewelry. She buy a cheaper one, or you buy a really nice one, a really beautiful one. You don't have to. Don't have to get the most beautiful one. But if you do, it shows what? You love her. You care for her. You're interested in her feelings. So too with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We show him a lulav. Which nation would buy a plant for, I don't know, 500, 200 shekels? They're going to throw it away after a week. You ever heard of a fruit being sold in anywhere in the world for like, I don't know, a few hundred shekels? And some people pay thousands of shekels for it. And just have that little dot on it. We're crazy. When you're in love, you do crazy things. You understand? It's our endearment and our care for him. We want to do his mitzvahs. So soon as we finish Yom Kippur, we get another mitzvah. Which is a crazy mitzvah. It seems crazy. It actually isn't. Right? If you understand what's happening with the lulav and esrog, it actually makes perfect sense. But that's a different shiur. But it seems. And we're going to live in this hut. You have a beautiful house. You live in a hut. And it rains on you. It can rain on you. And it can be cold. living with is going to be powerful. When you're with someone who you love, it makes no difference how the walls look. You can be in a tent. The Jewish people with Kadosh Baruch Hu were in a tent the whole time they were in the Midbar. It's a tent. The purpose of this period of time is that a person takes his desires. A person has desires. So those desires can be used. That lave, it says, you should love God your Lord b'chol levavcha, with both parts of your heart. Levavcha, as Rashi says, the Gemara, afilu b'yetzara shebecha, even the left side of your heart represents the yetzara. The right side represents the yetzara tov. You should love God with your yetzara. It means all your desires of physicality can be turned into desire for your Creator. The Rambam says, at the end of Ilchus Isserevia, did you only find desires for women in a mind that's free from Torah, that doesn't have it, the Torah? But a mind that has its Torah, the love for Hashem is so strong, it's like the love that you infatuated with your wife. The infatuation to your wife is that your love for Hashem. That all you're thinking about is Torah the whole time. What do you mean thinking Torah? Every single moment you're thinking Torah. There's a tosis in brachos that asks a simple question. You know, if you make a bracha on your tefillin in the morning, yeah? So you make a bracha on your tefillin, you take it off, and say mincha, you want to put them on again. You have to make another bracha, right? We make a bracha on Birkas of Torah every morning. We make a bracha for learning Torah, right? When we learn Torah, then we go eat, we go shluf, we go do whatever we do. And then we come back. Do we have to make another bracha? No. Says Tosas, how come you don't make another bracha? So Tosas says, when you go out in your dealings, you go to the market, and you're doing dealings, you're thinking Torah. What does it mean you're thinking Torah? You're thinking Torah, the concept is that the Torah that you learn every moment of you is doing God's will. You're trying to do God's will. That itself is Torah. You're being polite. You're being honest in business. That's Torah. Even how you go to the bathroom is Torah. Because how do you go? Every single aspect of your life is Torah. That's the rotzon of Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's surrounding you. When a person lives with Torah, every moment of his day is Torah. That's an infatuation. That's where we want to be as a Jew. That's where Yom Kippur wants to bring us. And that's a complete mechila. That's a complete kapara. Because we're a different persona. And now, there's a special concept here. Since this is the beginning of the beginning of a year has an effect on the whole year. That if we take this opportunity of closeness to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to desire His Rotzen, we don't know what His Rotzen is. We don't know what we don't know the Tfilas. We don't know how to read. We sing in English. We're saying la 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 in our nigunim that we're saying. We're just thinking, I want to do your will. That's enough. That's all He wants. Liba boy. He wants your desire, He wants your heart. If you have that rotzen to do His will, and you ask Him to show you His will, that's Kabbalah Satera, and that's Mechileva Kapara. To Chas V'Shalom Lehefach, then it's Din, then it's judgment. That's what Yom Kippur is all about. Now, on each of these tefillahs, even at night, which is unusual, we're wearing a talis, right? I think it's a Rabbeinu Yonah, if I remember correctly. The Rabbeinu Yonah says that just as a Kohen Gadol is dunks in the mikveh for special tara, for racial purity, so the tefillahs go generally like this. You daven, There's chazar to shat. In your davening, there's a vidui. There's a confession. Then the chazar, there's a confession. And then after that, then there's slichas. Then there's... So this we do in every single tefillah. And we go over the same averas again and again. So the understanding of that each tefillah gets us to a new level of persona. There's five levels of persona. It's not exactly that, but more or less. There's five levels of persona that man can reach. And those five levels a person goes through in his davening. So, on the first tefillah, he davens, he reaches a connection. He, with a vidui, he removes from himself at that level his averis. He then does slichas applications, and he got to that level. Then he does it again in shachris, and does the same thing to get to a higher level. Then he does to musaf to get to another level. That's the third tefillah. Then he goes to mincha, he goes to even higher level. And then finally he reaches his sea in Ne'ilah, in Chazaras HaShatz, in Ne'ilah. Then we say Chotmeinu, in our tefillah we say, you're sealing us for life, not Chotveinu, write us for life, now it's the sealing. That's when man is on his highest level of persona. That's called Yechida. Man reaches the level of the Yud Gimel Midas. Man reaches that level of the Yud Gimel Midas. That happens in the Ilah. The Gemara says, what was a Kodesh Baruch Hu in Matan Torah? Like a Zokin, like an old man. The Rachamim, the wiseness, the mercy of an old man is the Gilui, is the revelation of the Yud Gimel Midas, the 13 principles of mercy, 30 attributes of mercy. So the question asked is, why do the Chazaras HaShatz? So, a person's individual prayer brings him to a certain level, and the prayer of a tzibul brings him to a higher level. So there's a vidui in terms of individuality, and there's a vidui in terms of klal ha-tzibul, how it affects the whole tzibul. And that's always Chazaras HaShatz. Chazaras HaShatz is like the tefillah for the whole of the Jewish people. Your individual prayer, you're praying as an individual for the whole Jewish people, for the whole world. It's not only Jewish people, the whole world. And then you pray, then we're praying as a kehila, as a kahal, for the whole world. And it's a different level. That brings a person to a different level. And then once we got to that higher level, then we have slichas, which are mekapel. They clean us. And that's all the tefillah has the same format. They all have the same format. Because they're bringing us onto new levels of closeness, new levels of Tara. Now, we've spoken about what Tara is. Tara, the word for Tahor, the word Tahor in Hebrew means V'tihe Yoma. I heard this from Moshe Shapiro. Tara means clarity. Like the morning is a time of clarity. Boke in Hebrew means Biku Cholim. Doesn't mean you visit. Biku Cholim, when you're going to see someone who's ill, means you clarify the illness. You check up with the doctors what's wrong with them. That's Biku Cholim. Because Boke is a time of clarity, clarification. That's Tara. Tihu Yoma means the clarification of the day. The purpose of this Tara, of this Mechila, is that clarity with our Creator. When we have that clarity, that itself is the kapara. That's why, you know, we say in the end in Maseches Yoma, right? Ashreichem Yisrael, happy is the Jewish people. Mi metarechem, who brings you to that clarity? Mikvah Hashem, the mikvah. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is the mikvah. You're in. Just as in a mikvah. You put your whole self into that mikveh. Here on Yom Kippur, we put our whole self into the will of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that itself is the Tara. That itself is man's clarity. So when a person goes to the Kodesh Baruch Hu and says, I don't know where I'm going. Help me. You're putting yourself completely in his hands. That's mikveh metayer etchem. It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu metayer etchem.
and you will receive that clarity. Because etzem there, that voice in you that says, I want your closeness. I want you. Everything else doesn't make any difference. When you tell your wife, I'm just interested in you. I don't care for anything else. I don't care if your father's rich. I don't care if you have, I don't know, a degree in this or that. I don't care. That's why Yom Kippur, we're not, people make this mistake, the Rav Shash says, don't ask for things. Like a dog that says, have, give, give. Say you're in Cheri Yichud with your wife. You just met, this is the person you want to live with. You tell her, will your father lend me money if we get married? Because I want to invest in this. You know, if you, with your degree, you can get a job like that, and that'll keep me in university. Well, you want to marry me, you want to marry what I have. It's the same relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. What do you want? Give me Parnassa, give me this, give me that. What do you want? You want him because what he's giving to you? Or you want him? That's why Yom Kippur isn't about asking for things. That's what Rosh Hashanah says. It's about that clarity, that closeness. If you don't know where you're going, just ask for help. That's all he wants. He wants your rotzen. He wants your heart. He wants your desire to him. As simple as that. And that's the kapara. And that's the ila. And if a person can reach that level earnestly and honestly by the ila, he's batuach. He's definitely got kapara. He's definitely got machili. If a person knows what he wants out of life, so ask for it. Ask for clarity in Torah. Ask for clarity in this, for this, in this avodas Hashem. If you know. But everyone's at a place where he doesn't know. Deep down in a person, no one really knows where he's going. So deep down, you're telling him, I don't know, but I know I want you. And that's the biggest rotzen a person can have as a human being. Not knowing, after seeking, but ultimately just wanting to connect with his rotzen. And that itself is the kapara. That itself is kabbalas Torah. That itself is mechilas lichva kapara. And atonement of our sins.